Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Frank O'Rourke. Batting second. The second baseman, Spencer Adams. Batting third. The first baseman, George Sisler. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bing Miller. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Harry Rice. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Fred Schult. Batting seventh. The catcher, Wally Shang. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Wally Gerber. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Milt Gaston. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Milt Gaston. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Eddie Collins. Batting second. The left fielder, Zach Wheat. Batting third. The right fielder, Ty Cobb. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Jim Poole. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Joe Boley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rube Wahlberg. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Rube Wahlberg. And now, play ball. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke strikes out. One out. Spencer Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams takes first base on ball four. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Adams. The throw from Cochran and he is out, Boley applying the tag. Two outs. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler takes first base on ball four. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sisler. The throw from Cochran and he is safe. Sisler steals second. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins takes first base on ball four. Zach Wheat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheat hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cobb. The throw from Shang and he is safe. Cobb steals second. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons takes first base on ball four. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cobb scores. Simmons moves to third. It's 1-0, Athletics. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cochran. The throw from Shang and he is safe. Cochran steals second. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Rourke fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a fly ball into left field. Wheat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards first. Poole scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Schult for the out. Two outs. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Poole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poole hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley bunts towards first. Sisler scoops it up and throws to first, with Adams covering, for the out. Poole moves to second. One out. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Poole moves to third. Two outs. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards first. Poole scoops it up and throws to first, with Wahlberg covering, for the out. One out. Milt Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston strikes out. Two outs. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Rourke hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Spencer Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Adams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. O'Rourke moves to third. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Sisler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. O'Rourke scores. Adams moves to third. It's Browns, 1, Athletics, 1. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Adams scores. Sisler moves to third. It's 2-1, Browns. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Miller. The throw from Cochran and he is safe. Miller steals second. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. Rice hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Simmons. Rice reaches second base with a double. Sisler scores. Miller scores. It's 4-1, Browns. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-for-1 in the game. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Dykes. Rice scores. Schult moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-1, Browns. Lefty Willis now pitching. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 0-for-1 in the game. Shang takes first base on ball 4. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0-for-1 in the game. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards first. Poole fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. There goes Schult trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Shang moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Zach Wheat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheat is 0-for-1 in the game. Wheat hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 0 for 1 in the game. Cobb hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sisler fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards second. Adams can't make a play. That's a base hit. Cobb moves to second. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cochran hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cobb scores. Simmons moves to third. It's 5-2, Browns. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 1 in the game. Dykes hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Schult. Dykes reaches second base with a double. Simmons scores. Cochran moves to third. It's 5-3, Browns. Jim Poole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poole is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Poole hits a fly ball into left field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cochran tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-4, Browns. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 0 for 0 in the game. Boley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dykes scores. It's Browns, 5, Athletics, 5. Ernie Wingard now pitching. Cy Perkins pinch hits for lefty Willis. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Boley. The throw from Shang and he is out, Adams applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Athletics 5. The Browns will come to bat. Joe Pate now pitching. Ernie Wingard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingard hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. O'Rourke hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wingard moves to second. Spencer Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Adams bunts towards third. Dykes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wingard moves to third. O'Rourke moves to second. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Sisler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wingard scores. O'Rourke moves to third. Adams moves to second. It's 6-5, Browns. Sam Gray now pitching. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Miller hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Collins catches it and throws to second with Boley covering, to double up Adams. Two outs. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sisler. The throw from Cochran and he is safe. Sisler steals second. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Zach Wheat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheat is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wheat hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 0-for-2 in the game. Cobb hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wheat moves to second. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Simmons takes first base on ball 4. Wheat moves to third. Cobb moves to second. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Cochran hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wheat scores. Cobb scores. Simmons moves to third. Cochran moves to second. It's 7-6, Athletics. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Dykes takes first base on ball 4. Sad Sam Jones now pitching. Jim Poole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poole is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Poole hits a fly ball into left field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Browns 6. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Shult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shult is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Shult hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Collins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Shang takes first base on ball 4. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Browns 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Boley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sam Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gray bunts towards the mound. Jones fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Collins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gray moves to second. Zach Wheat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheat is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wheat is hit by the pitch. Gray moves to third. Collins moves to second. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cobb hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gray scores. Collins scores. Wheat moves to third. It's 9-6, Athletics. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cobb. The throw from Shang to Adams and they have Cobb trapped. The throw over to Sisler, who applies the tag for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Simmons strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Browns 6. the Browns will come to bat. Sad Sam Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones strikes out. One out. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. O'Rourke hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Collins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Spencer Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Adams hits a pop-up towards short. Boley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Browns 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 4 RBIs. Cochran takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Dykes bunts towards third. O'Rourke fields it and throws to first for the out. Cochran moves to third. 1 out. Jim Poole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poole is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Poole hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Cochran scores. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 10-6, Athletics. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Boley hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Sam Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gray is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Browns 6. The Browns will come to bat. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Sisler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gray fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Rice hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cobb who is chasing the ball. Rice reaches third base with a triple. Miller goes all the way around to score. It's 10-7, Athletics. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Schult strikes out. 2 outs. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Shang hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rice scores. It's 10-8, Athletics. Ken Williams pinch hits for Wally Gerber. Lefty Grove now pitching. Steve O'Neill pinch hits for Ken Williams. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Shang moves to third. Lefty Stewart pinch runs for Steve O'Neill. Otis Miller pinch hits for Sad Sam Jones. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards first. Poole scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Miller for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Browns 8. The Athletics will come to bat. Otis Miller now playing shortstop. Elam Van Gilder now pitching. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sisler scoops it up and throws to first, with Van Gilder covering, for the out. One out. Zach Wheat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheat is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Wheat hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Rice. Wheat reaches second base with a double. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Wheat moves to third. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Cobb hits a fly ball into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Wheat tags and scores. Two outs. It's 11-8, Athletics. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Simmons hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 11, and the Browns 8. The Browns will come to bat. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. O'Rourke takes first base on ball 4. Spencer Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Adams hits a fly ball into right field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Sisler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. O'Rourke moves to second. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grove fields it and throws to third for the out. Sisler moves to second. Two outs. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sisler. The throw from Cochran and he is safe. Sisler steals third. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got three RBIs. Rice takes first base on ball 4. Miller moves to second. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Schult hits a ball on the ground for a single. Sisler scores. Miller moves to third. Rice moves to second. It's 11-9, Athletics. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Shang strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 11, and the Browns 9. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles and a walk. He's got four RBIs. Cochran hits a fly ball into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Dykes strikes out. Two outs. Jim Poole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poole is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Poole takes first base on ball 4. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Boley hits a fly ball into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 11, and the Browns 9. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo pinch hits for Ilum Van Gilder. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a fly ball into right field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. O'Rourke hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Spencer Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Adams strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 11, and St. Louis Browns, 9. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.